Welcome to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach's Cantina with Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett and, of course, head coach of the Federal Wolves, Coach John Limbaugh. And we got two special guests here with us this evening. The unsung heroes, that is, of the offensive line. We got Caleb Woods and Landon Thomas here, and you know, we'll be ping-ponging back and forth to them with questions. And, Coach, last week was probably your hardest Friday night of the season. You get so used to the swing of things and playing games and preparing, and you go home and you're off. That's probably the hardest thing to prepare for, wasn't it?
Well, it is, you know, but we needed a week off. We needed a week off to heal up and to, you know, turn the page. That Winterberg game was a tough game for us. It's one we really wanted. We didn't get it, so we had to turn that page. And I think the week off couldn't have come at a better time for us. We played two really tough teams in the state back-to-back. You play a Wadley and number one team, and then you play with number seven team in Winterberg. Two really tough teams, and our kids played their hearts out both games, and we needed that week off. It's a good time for to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about playing Wadley. Who just has, I mean, a guy that looks like he should be playing on Sundays back there.
He will one day.
Yeah, physical. I mean, just wears your team down physically. Then you turn around, region game, so it's mental mental wear down. You take that long trip. You come back home against Winburn, another region opponent, and they're also physical. So you really needed that rest and that break before your homecoming game this week.
Absolutely. And our kids have worked really hard the last couple weeks, and they're ready to play the ball game. They're ready to get out there and go, and that's what's so much fun. Is you get to do it again. In football, if things don't go the way you want them to, you get to, that next game is very important. So we just have to turn the page, and Winterberg's gone. It's over. Now we turn the page, and we get a Ragman team. It's not a region game, but it's going to be a really good game. It's homecoming. And, boy, these kids have fun at homecoming, let me tell you. They get after it. These are two of my seniors here, and they didn't let anybody beat them at class limits. Let me tell you something. They went after it. They won out the. Didn't y'all win the first seven things right out the gate? Seniors rule this year, absolutely. And I've been messing with the other classes about it. They're getting mad at me about it, but I keep messing with
them. Hey, it's what you do as a senior. You bully the other kids. I mean, that's just what you do. You know, you got to show them your boss.
Hey, these kids went after it. They had a great time, and it's always a lot of fun at Fayetteville Homecoming, and they really know how to get it done. And you know, we got a community pep rally tomorrow night at 6. And we been planning on a big parade and everything like that, but the weather, inclement weather coming in, and it's, you know, we're not going to be able to do it. So we're in the tarp on them floats. We're going to have a good time inside the gym. We want the community to come out and have a good time.
But instead of voting on class floats, you know, they're doing the tents. You know, I was there earlier helping set up the seventh grade tent, and next door to us was the seniors. I'm telling you, Robin Hammers and them pop more balloons than they want.
You know, I'm going to tell you, although, speaking as a dad and as a student when I was doing the floats, I'm sure there's a lot of dads out there who have popular daughters that have been a homecoming representative the last 3 or 4 years that had to get out there in that darn heat, take off early or use a vacation day, hook it up to their truck, pull it around a parade, and when they found out it was going to rain, the parade was canceled, they wouldn't show it. But inside, you know they were happy about it.
Yeah, deep down inside.
they were. Coach, I know you're probably a little bit excited about it because the football team usually walks, don't they?
That's right.
And the band, too.
Yeah.
And that'll just make people next year be even more excited about it. You know, you miss it for 1 year, and everybody be more excited next year when it comes around. But and I hope that y'all learned a little bit of a lesson from your first four games this year. Coach, why is your games taking so long? I mean, everybody else over here having the finals, and we're just starting the third quarter.
Well, you know, when you have a, I'm going to tell you something about the last game. When you have a, you know, as many penalties as we had, and that's my fault. We've got to get the play in and get it run, and our kids had to be able to execute that play in a thrift manner. So I take you know, responsibility for that, and I certainly do. And but I think you're going to see a different Pebble team this coming Friday. We've really worked on eliminating those difficulties and holding those penalties down. I know with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, a lot of getting after it, you're going to have some penalties. But we've got to be a more disciplined team than that. And we work toward that end this week. We work toward that end. That's our goal, is to be more disciplined, to keep those penalties down and keep the game moving along. You know, I hear that.
Yeah, we were here. I think David sent a text and, man, this one's went final. I was like, man, Jacob, we got like 7 minutes to go in the third quarter over here. But you coach, at least there's always a silver lining in something, at least when you have penalties, especially like holding and pass interference and things like that. Your guys are giving effort.
Oh, they're giving
trying.
Yeah.
That's what you can work with. I mean, if you go through a game and only have one penalty in a game, you wasn't trying. I mean, honestly, now the false starts and the stuff like that, you know, sometimes that's just undisciplined play. But when you're talking about holding, it's like, man, if I can just hold on to this guy a little longer to get that hole going, it's effort. Your guys are giving effort.
You know, my guys are giving effort. They're working their tails off, and I really appreciate them so very much. And all they bring, that's what makes it so much fun. I can't understand a person, you know, spending money going to a movie or something like that on a Friday night when you got a local football game where the kids out there, you know, working hard and the cheerleaders out there and the bands out there. It's just the greatest, to me, that's the greatest show on earth, you know, is football game. And I know I'm partial, but I love the game of football. And if people want to see a good game this Friday, they need to be at Farm Links Field watching my boys play, because they're going to get after it. They're going to do a great job.
Well, Coach, you know, I'm with you there. My dad told me, he said, I may have to he's just talking about he's going to go catch a movie, and I told him, I said, man, nowadays with movies being as garbage as they are, I'd rather catch a cold than go catch a movie. But yeah, I'm 100% with you coming to watch the teams play, and that's just fun.
Absolutely.
You know, I enjoy doing that. And speaking of this coming up week, you know, we got Landon and Caleb, I believe both seniors this year, and tell us what the film says. What about Ragland? I wasn't here for the game against Ragland. Landon, I mean, what's a little bit that you've seen on the film without giving away too much? What are these guys? I mean, what are they about?
Ragland, they were really good last year. You know, we came in, we weren't really ready. But this year, you know, I think we're preparing ourselves. You know, we're not really focused on them too much. We're really just focusing on us.
Well, we had a little technical difficulties. He gave a great answer, but unfortunately none of y'all were able to hear it.
We'll get on the rest here in a minute.
That's right.
We'll
All right, Landon, talk about this Ragland team, you know, comparable to last year and then to this year.
Well, last year we came in, you know, we weren't really ready, and it showed in the game. You know, they're a good team. Last year they were a good team. On film it shows they're a good team this year, but we're trying to just focus on us, improve what we messed up on last week and the weeks before that. And, you know, we're not trying to get too involved in their film. You know, just focus on us, what we can improve.
Yeah, you know, you look at the penalties from Winterboro. You know, Coach told us last week that y'all wasn't going to be happy at practice because he was going to try to drive it out of you. How has practice been the past 2 weeks as far as the offensive line goes and all that?
Well, these 2 weeks, you know, they've been good practices. You know, they've been hard practices. You know, like you said, we had those penalties. Coach Limbaugh made sure we were not going to have those again. We actually had a up-down for every single penalty yard we gave up. So, yeah, they were tough, but, you know, they're going to help us improve and get better.
Yeah, so, you know, you talk about coming in against those guys last year and then turn around this year. Caleb, what's something that you feel like you guys can improve on from the last game to this game as far as holding up for the quarterback to throw and opening up running lanes?
Well, I feel like it just comes down to knowing what you have to do. You know, all week we practice game situations and how we respond. We just have to, you know, react faster and make sure we know our roles and responsibilities before the play happens.
And you being a senior leader on this team, you know, you kind of get in the thick of region play and you get up for those games because they mean a lot. You know, it means more. But how do you get the guys in the locker room excited, and do you get up? Obviously, it's homecoming, but when you know it's a non-region game, how do you get excited and up for those games?
Well, I think it just comes to taking each game, you know, 1 week at a time. You know, every game matters. Momentum's huge. You want to keep that momentum, and you just want to give your best on every play. And we're good at that, so, you know, really everybody wants to give full effort every time anyway.
Well, thank you guys for y'all's input. We'll talk a little bit more about Ragland. We'll take on Ragland this Friday night, 6:30. Pregame coverage at Farm Links Field, followed by live game action at 7. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on at the Coach's Cantina.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa. And they're open till 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Come in here while we're hanging out doing the Coach's Show. And they're open till, Dave's at 10 or 11 on Fridays. I think it's 11. Well, I'm going to continue asking him that while we're on air until probably the second last week to the season, because that's when I'm finally going to remember it. Come in here, any dinner combination on the combination menu is $8.95. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, it was such a good deal. I got two of them. And I mean, I ate so much food before this started. It felt like Thanksgiving dinner. I'm full as a tick right now, and I don't even know how I'm still awake.
Well, yeah. One thing I was thinking about, you know, I got these guys sitting to my left. You know, they're seniors. They've been playing for me for a long time now. I love both these guys to death. But the effort that they give is incredible. But the leadership they give is what's so vital and so important to any football team. And, you know, we got 12 of the best seniors that I've ever had. They're a great group of seniors, a big group of seniors. And it's we're going to feel that when they leave. But right now, I'm on cloud nine because I got them. And you see how big these guys are. You can run. I'll tell you what, I was running back a couple of days ago myself. And, you know, I think I could run behind these two. I think Cam's job must be kind of easy, really, because he gets run up behind these guys. But I just want to say that because linemen don't get enough credit. These guys have to be smart. They got to know who to block, how to do it. They got to follow their rules, and they don't get near enough credit. They don't get their name in the light, so to speak. They don't get their name when, you know, something good happens, like a touchdown or whatever. It's not the block that sprained the running back. It's how great that running back is, you know.
Yep.
And we got great running backs. We got great receivers, great quarterbacks. It's all good. But these guys are the bread and the butter of any program. It's the offensive line, you know. That's where it is.
Well, and Coach, too, they get criticized when you're playing a top five defensive line and you're giving your quarterback 4 seconds to throw the ball and he stands back there, is indecisive, and takes 10 sacks like Jackson Arnold did. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, that offensive line played horrible when they played a tremendous game.
Yeah,
tremendous.
Coach Freeze said it was five times it was our quarterback, five times the offensive line. That's what he said. But the 4 seconds is plenty of time to get the ball out in college football, so
yep.
he's got to get out. But you know, I just want to lift these guys up and say how appreciative I am of them, and also all five of them, six of them, doing a great job. And I'd like to say thank you to Pat Murphy too. Coach Murphy's working his tail off. He's working hard with them, and I appreciate Pat Murphy very much. You know, he worked with me years ago, and we got him back on board this year, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Well, you talk about how talented these guys are sitting in front of us. You know, Landon's a leader not only on the football field but on the basketball court as well. You know, we look forward to calling during basketball, but, you know, we got to get through football. But let's talk about Caleb. If you wear anything with the new Wolf logo on a shirt or anything, Caleb Woods was the one that designed that logo.
Whoa! Hold up. You for real? Which, are you talking about like that one? Really?
I worked with the school, Mr. Pinson. We worked a lot on the Wolf logo and, like, how we could implement that into, like, a shield and you know, add different elements together to make it, you know, a school logo that represents the whole school.
It's not something generic. It's been used for 15 plus years.
Well, Caleb does photography as well. Yeah. He's very talented. He's made our schedules out a couple years before. Yeah, I can go to him and say, hey, man, can you do this? He looks at me like a Martian or something because he knows it's real easy, where for me it's kind of hard. That technology gets me, but it's right up his alley.
I'm just kind of upset. This is the first time we've had him on, and I've been told about this.
I'm glad we get him on. Yeah.
You got this kind of talent. The man's creating logos for the football team and out there blocking defensive ends to get a quarterback time to pass, and this first we've been told of it.
Yeah, and, you know, also I like to note, you know, he's also the nephew of our friend, Mr. Josh Podoris, and here in a couple of weeks, you know, you'll be on vacation, mm-hmm. and Podo will be on the call with me at Donahoe.
Yep, Donahoe. I won't be making that trip. Fortunately, I won't have to go up there. Not because I don't want to see y'all play, but that's a long way.
It's not that bad.
It's an Anniston.
Anniston's not that bad.
But you know what, though? No. I ain't going to get to eat Chipotle now. We always get to eat Chipotle.
When y'all go to the Brilliant game, you can talk to me then, okay?
Hey, speaking of, I know we're looking ahead to next year, but what about this American Christian Academy or whoever we're playing? Where are they at?
Elwood Christian.
Yeah, that's who it is.
They're coming to us this year. We won't be going to them. They're coming to us. It's a one-year thing.
Oh.
And all they did was help me replace, the TC game.
And, well, where are they located, though, so that way I can think about the trip we didn't have to take?
You're looking about 2 hours away.
That's Selma. Where? Selma.
That's Selma, about 2 hours away. So, I mean, it's an hour and 40 minutes, hour and 45. But it's they're right in the heart of Selma, so, you know.
Well, Coach, you know, you talk about loving football and loving you seniors. You know, somebody talked about how I was listening to Justin Herbert talk, and he talked about how he's never met anybody that loves football more than John Harbaugh. And as I was listening to that, I said, he's never met John Limbaugh.
Exactly right.
And, love the game, you love your players, and you don't have to answer this or make any comments on it. But this senior class, I can tell for the last 2 years, you know, that this class is just different than most that you've had there. I mean, these guys come in with a good attitude. They work hard. They set a good example. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, every guy that you've brought in here, I can't name all off because there's about a dozen of them, but every guy you brought in here, they just seem different. And I'm just, like you said, I'm just soaking in all the time that we got with these guys because, man, it's just been a pleasure to call their games on the radio.
That's the hardest thing about being a football coach. Now, you know, these guys are going to make great husbands and great fathers one day. They're going, you know, and playing ball at the next level. And, you know, Landon's going to be playing ball somewhere at the next level. And seeing them succeed and do great things is a great honor just to have been a part of their lives for, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever. But you hate to see them go. That's, you know, you get so used to them being there, and then when the next year rolls around, these guys won't be there. You know, Caleb won't be over the ball, snapping the ball, and this one won't, you know, be blocking the tackle. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be different. You know what I mean? And you hate to lose seniors. You're glad to see them succeed and get their, you know, graduation and. But, wow, how it hurts sometimes, you know, because they're family, you know, and we believe in family at Pittman.
Well, this is their senior homecoming, so, you know, starting with Caleb here. By the way, we need a percentage of how many snaps that he's had botched this year because it ain't been many.
No, I can't think of maybe
one the whole season.
Yeah, we try to stay away from that, don't we, Caleb?
Yeah, he's doing a great job. I just thought I'd point that out. But, Caleb, starting with you, what's your pitch to everybody out there to get them to come support the Wolves Friday night?
Well, like we said, we have such a big senior class, and it just means so much to everybody. The effort level is going to be really high, so it's going to be a great game.
Landon, what about you, buddy?
I'm going to go off what he said. You know, we got a big senior class. You know, this means a lot to us. We did not win homecoming last year by a good bit. You know, Victor came in, and we weren't ready, but this year, you know, we're ready. We're really ready. After this bye week, y'all come support us.
Well, and I mean, too, let's be real, not to make excuses. We were playing with half the team last year. We were playing half JV because everybody was hurting. I mean, a 1A ball, you get one person hurt, that's two guys out. Mm-hmm. You lose most of your lineup. But, Coach, what do these guys like to do, and what's y'all's plans to stop them without going into too much detail here?
Well, they got a good running back. Not just saying this, we faced a couple of good running backs, but Zero is pretty good. And is he the best running back we faced? Well, you might say, well, that boy going to Auburn from Wildy is pretty good. You might say that that boy from Winterburg is pretty good. Well, I'm going to tell you, this boy from Rackham is pretty good. And we got to hold him down and not let him get the yardage he's used to getting. They got a pretty potent offense. They can move the ball, but I believe we can move the ball as well. So we're going to stop them from doing what they have found an ability to do. And we've got to have some long drives, control the line of scrimmage. I think that's the first thing to do, and have some long drives. But we've got to take care of the football. We can't have all the penalties, and we've got to take care of the football. Can't have the turnovers last week. I don't know how many games you're going to win with 140 yards and penalties and six turnovers. Don't know how many games you're going to win like that. We're in position to win the ball game. We're still in position to win it. Mm-hmm. We just didn't quite get it done.
But I think that's what makes those stings so much more. If you'd have got beat 45-6 with six turnovers and 140 penalty yards, you'd be like, you know, but – when you lose by seven with six turnovers and 140 penalty yards. But, you know, Coach, I like our chances this week because we got speed and we got agility on the outside. We can stick. We got the athletes to stick with guys one-on-one in coverage and can stack the box and stop the run. So I really like our chances, and I like us getting a win on homecoming, Jacob.
I do agree. What's the score prediction?
I don't know much about Ragland because I think I actually missed this game last year, but I think we're going to come out with our head on fire, and I think we're going to come out there. I'm going to say 38-22.
They've only won one game this year, but even in the games they've lost, they've scored some points. But I think we have the better defense Friday night to get the job done after 48 minutes, and I'm going to say 35-24.
Hey, y'all didn't hear they had one win, all right? We ain't going back to the locker room with that garbage. It don't matter. It's one game at a time. They had no wins. Just so y'all know. Coach?
They already know that.
Ain't that right? Yeah, they already know.
These guys that check things out, they're into it on their technology, so they've already checked all this out. But, you know, I appreciate your comments, but we're going to have to take it, you know, one play at a time, one quarter at a time. We've got to win in four quarters. And because Coach Tidwell does a good job with them. He really does. And they always brought it. Now, I'll tell you this for a little factoid. Fayetteville is 0-11 against Raglan.
We've never been. Yeah, I knew that, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Statistically speaking, then the chances of us winning are really high.
But Fayetteville's going to be setting history this Friday night. You understand? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're excited about that game. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30. Friday night at Farm Links Field, followed by live game coverage at 7. If you're going to come to the game, be sure to get there early before the festivities start. That way you can get you a good seat.
Yeah, and this is a 1A versus 1A, but it is a non-region game, kind of like it was against Billingsley a few weeks ago.
You got to right that ship, get the winning record back on.
That's right.
Now it's time for, I think, one of the most fun segments because, man, I am super bad at this, but I just like it. It's not about being right. It's about being bold. ESPN, every guy on ESPN right now has done a career out of that because ain't none of them got a lick of sense. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I need to tell our producer, David McCurley, to give an intro to the picks every week. All right, the first one, we'll go from the bottom up on my list here. Ohio State at Washington. I only put this on there because it is two undefeated teams against each other, but Ohio State all day.
I'd like to know what the point spread is on this game. I'm going to go with O.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, yeah, we got us an intro now. I don't know what the point spread on this game is, but I think I would like, well, I'm trying to look it up right now, +8 Washington. I kind of like them to cover the spread. You're talking about a cross-country, well, not cross-country, but you are going across time zones for Ohio State. Washington's a good team. I mean, you see they're winning ball games. Give me the Buckeyes, but I do think Washington covers.
Ohio State. Going to Ohio State.
Yeah, I definitely think Ohio State's good.
Yeah, I'm taking Ohio State. You can't really bet against them.
Well, I'm the only one to bring out the point spread. But okay.
There you go. Well, there are three big games Saturday, in my opinion. The first one we'll pick is Oregon is traveling all the way across the country to the great state of Pennsylvania to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. I like James Franklin. I like Oregon, what they're doing there. You know what? I'm going to give it to the home team this week.
Man. Give me Dan Lanning. Give me the Ducks. James Franklin. Messes his pants again because he just can't win the big one. Give me Oregon.
There's no way the Ducks are going to win this ball game. Go Penn State. Penn State's got this one. Penn State.
Yeah, it's a wideout at Penn State's place. I'm going to take Penn State.
Oh, yeah, that wideout. Nah, they ain't beating them. I'm thinking Penn State all day.
Let's remember when Auburn wasn't very good, they almost beat Penn State at a wideout at night. Just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
A good SEC game in Oxford. LSU travels to take on the Lane Train and the Ole Miss Rebels. I don't do it a lot, but tonight I'm going to do it. LSU beats Ole Miss.
Look here, Brian Kelly. I ain't trying to start no beef with anybody. I'm a nobody, so he won't hear it anyway. I think he's a fraud. I don't think LSU's that good. I think they struggled to beat Clemson, and Clemson's not very good. Give me Ole Miss to win this game. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb so they cover whatever the spread is, too.
Absolutely. It's Ole Miss all the way. Lane's got this one.
I'm going to go LSU on this.
Yeah, LSU's rolling. I think we'll see this week if they're frauds or not, but I'm taking LSU.
Next one up, Notre Dame travels to the other Fayetteville, Arkansas, to take on the Razorbacks. The Irish need a win big time. They get it done Saturday.
Arkansas's coaching, their coach is coaching for his job. I really don't know why, because I feel like he's done a good job since he's been there. Expectations are a little high for that program, but I'm not going to pick against Marcus Freeman in Notre Dame because, dude, if you've seen my brother-in-law and their coach looks just like my brother-in-law, and for that fact alone, I'm picking the Irish.
I want Arkansas to win. I want SEC to always win, but I got to go Notre Dame. I think they're going to get it done.
I think I'm going to go with Arkansas on this one. Notre Dame struggled a little bit, and I don't think they're going to be prepared for it.
I'm going to have to go with Arkansas. I mean, after their loss to Memphis, and they're going to be hyped up, and I mean, Notre Dame just has not impressed me at all this season.
They lost both their games by a combined 4 points, and they impressed you. Man, and Coach, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in you because you are a Christian, and you might be a Protestant, but you're not supporting your fellow Catholic brethren, and I'm upset about that. I just want you to know, picking Arkansas.
I went Notre Dame.
He did go Notre Dame.
I went Notre Dame.
I thought he said Arkansas.
No, he said Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. All right. I ain't upset anymore.
Touchdown Jesus.
That's right. Hail Mary out there, you know.
That's right.
All right, a night game, Athens, Georgia. The Alabama Crimson Tide travels to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. I personally know how loud it can get at Sanford Stadium between the hedges. Ty Simpson hadn't seen an atmosphere like they're going to see Saturday. I think that'll rattle him. Go Dogs.
Kirby Smart, one of the best coaches in college football, better coach than Kalen DeBoer. Quarterback matchup's pretty even. It's at home. It's at night. Ty Simpson's first, you know, road game at night in the SEC. I'm going against all logic here. I'm picking Alabama because Kirby Smart does not know how to – he forgets all the coaching. You ever seen that movie where that guy swaps bodies with Kevin Durant and he starts playing professional basketball? That's what happens with Kirby Smart. He just swaps body with some random guy and forgets how to coach when he plays Alabama. Give me Alabama. DeBoer gets some heat off of that seat this week.
Well, I don't like either one of these teams. I really don't like Georgia. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but just because I would rather Alabama win the ball game, I'm going to go Alabama because I don't want Georgia winning because we're going to beat Alabama later in the season, just by the way.
I hope neither one of them score.
Yeah. Somebody's graft, too.
Well, I think Alabama's in a unique position where they have something to prove, and that's something that they're going to have to deal with because normally Alabama doesn't have something to prove, so give me Alabama.
Sure. If there's a way I could pick both these teams to lose, I would. But
thank you.
I hate Alabama. I hate Georgia. But I guess since it's in Georgia, I'll go with Georgia.
Landon's my new best friend.
Yeah, I think Caleb made a good point, though. Alabama is kind of a unique position where they're at because most times they don't have anything to prove, but they do this year. And, Coach, y'all are like on the side of y'all just want an asteroid to hit in the midfield, destroy the stadium. Everybody live, and nobody's injured, but you just want the field to get destroyed so the game has to be forfeited and they both lose. Jacob, what's our last pick?
Us Auburn fans have been through it this week, you know, with what happened Saturday in Norman to Bruce Pearl retiring. And, you know, we lost Rudy Johnson the other day. We traveled to College Station this week, and that's a tough place to play as well. But so was Norman. You take away some things that happened in Norman, I think Auburn wins that game more often than not. I think Auburn turns it around, and they're going to get a win Saturday.
I'm going to just go out here and say it, man. I've been on this for years that the officiating is done intentionally and it's on purpose, okay? I've been on that for years. Why in the world is Auburn not ranked and Illinois is still ranked after that butt kicking they took? Now, Auburn don't deserve to be ranked. I'm not saying they do. That botched kick was awful, and they shouldn't have won the game. Just for that punt, they shouldn't have won the game. That's why I told my cousin who was watching, I said, they don't deserve to win after that jump. Anyway, Illinois took a butt kick, and I mean, Maryland or Washington should be ranked over them. Illinois, you want to talk about a fraud, but look, Auburn had to go west to Oklahoma. They're 2-1. Hugh Freeze, he's going to get the guys pumped up for this one. They're going to be mad after last week. The season, I don't think Hugh Freeze's job is on the line. I think the season of how it goes is on the line. I think this is Auburn's season. I think they show up and they win against a overrated Texas A&M team that got lucky against Notre Dame, and there were some no calls on that fourth down. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to say Auburn wins the game very close, but I think they win it.
Texas A&M is going to need a 12th man. Auburn's going this ball game by at least 10. Where are you going?
Bold.
I think Auburn is going to be rattled from last week. I'm going to take Texas A&M.
I'm about to take Auburn, big Auburn fan. I mean, I'm not going to pick anybody over Auburn, but I think after last week, they're going to be pumped up. You know, they should have won that game last week. I mean, some no calls, obviously a lot of mistakes, but I think they'll go in there and get a win this week.
I mean, how you not get that punt off, man? I've been kicked a punter off the team. Yeah, the snap. I mean, you can sympathize with a bad snap, all right, but he could have made it work. You know what I'm saying? You're a center. You see, you make that work. And he just started acting like he did not play football. He looked like my toddler running around out there. It didn't make no sense. He should have got that punt off. But anyway, that was our pick segment. We had fun, and we got one more announcement.
Our producer, David McCurley, said that Auburn rushes for 300 yards and wins the game.
Hey, look, after I seen what Notre Dame did to him a few weeks ago, I got to say I agree. I've been on this, okay, since the beginning of the season. Oklahoma's best team in the SEC, they'd win it. Now that's gone out the window with Mateer being out. I said that's the only game I don't think Auburn can win on the schedule. They didn't. So I was right about that, but I think they win all the other ones. But 6:30 Friday night, Farmlinks Field homecoming, pregame covered. That's when pregame coverage starts. Live game action at 7. It is homecoming. If you get there early, get there at 6. That way you can get you a seat and watch everybody walk out and, you know, be all dolled up and all everything like that, looking for a big crowd and a big win from the Wolves. That's all from the Coach's Cantina. They're open until 9 o'clock tonight. Come get you some good food.